8 EYS, portable.
Kilo Golf 8, Juliet, Kilo 1, Echo Link. KGAJK clear.
KG7OLD listing. KG7OLD mobile.
This is KG82JR.
How are you doing this morning? KG7OLD.
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I did not want to get up this morning. I'm heading down to Sheboygan for a doctor's appointment. I'm doing pretty good. Looking forward to the warm-up that we're supposed to get.
Yeah, I know, because I was in Marquette yesterday to see the doctor.
I tell you, it's all getting old. But you gotta do it. No other choice.
Yeah, that's true. This is Joe in Newberry.
This is Ted here, from St. How am I making it into the repeater?
Well, a little bit choppy, but you're fairly readable. Over.
Area called Lake Ann.
make sense because the lake probably gravitates to that. So I might get, we might lose each other in here. I don't know. But like I said, with the new system, I don't think it's going to work very well, but we'll give it a try. Okay. Just me and having my coffee, so be here for a few more minutes. It's fixing to warm up today into the 40s, and we still probably have, I don't know, where I'm at, I'm going to say a foot of heavy, crunchy snow with ice under it, intermittent, maybe a little bit more than that in some areas. Scare me with what you all have. Yeah, we've got a pile of it. I don't know. I think the last month was up around 150 inches or somewhere in there. We bought a travel trailer in, let's see, 19. And I remember as soon as all the snow thawed down here, we were so excited to go camping. We jumped in the camper and we crossed that bridge and we got into the UP and there were no leaves on the trees and there was a little bit of snow on the ground and I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, you got a plan for that. South in the spring, north in the fall. That's what I remember.
Okay, up here, I've been here all my life, except for college and the military, and so that's better.
All right, we're getting pretty much unreadable, which is, I literally am in the village limits of Lake Ann. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but nice talking to you. Enjoy your coffee, Katie at MTC.
Okay, this is Katie, TJI clear.
That was close, 109 KOP mobile.
What?
I almost keyed up on my high band fire frequency over here instead of this repeater.
Well.
I keyed down and then I'm like, wait a minute. And I look down and I'm like, oh, that is not 700.
It's something though.
That's something. Nobody would have heard me but dispatch. What are you up to, Fred?
Sitting here, you know, working. I selected all those talk groups, but it's just sitting here spinning. I'm like, oh, maybe I probably shouldn't have selected all the talk groups at first.
Yeah. I find with when you run the SDR trunk in Linux, it works a lot better, but, I mean, it's less resource hungry, I guess, so, other than that, though, it's a good program. They go a long ways. Always you got to get NXDN set up in it, and everybody will be hunky-dory, so, I'll start watching for it. If you go to that URL, you can create an account, and we can add your two-tone in them up here, so those two-tone down there, like we are, but add your two-tone in there.
No, my two-tones all go, I don't use SDR trunk for two-tones. That's all on VHF analogs.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we're simulcasting on 800. So we're not simulcasting. They're doing two-tone over 800, and it's definitely different. So this Redline server picks up all the what do you call it, two tones, and then sends alerts out to your phone. But, alright, I'm back at the shop here, Fred. I'll watch for your data to start coming through, and then KOP.
Alright, WSM.
Let me know when it starts passing and it connects, please, and then KOP, please.
TD9NN mobile monitoring.
KCHCMQ Mobile. KCHCMQ Mobile.
KOP mode. KFA, DNF.
KDA, CTF frequency.
Negative, copy on the mighty 700, Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Tango Tango, standing by.
UIS mobile monitoring.
Station calling, KD8HTT.
This is KUIS mobile. We're in Harrison.
See that, yep. I didn't write that down, but I heard mobile in Harrison, so good enough. This is Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Tango Tango. Dan, Delta Alpha November is the handle, and we're in Oscoda, right there, pretty much between Mikado and Oscoda, down on F-41, copy?
Roger, roger. All right, you got Ryan here. Ryan, just getting out of work. Just approaching my house here to eat some supper. I just heard somebody trying to get in there, so I don't know if it was you, but I was getting in there to say howdy, howdy. But, yeah, we're just coming up the hill here at home. And, yeah, we're in Harrison, so that's where we're at. We just got done working, yippee skippy. Ready to go home and eat some vittles. I haven't eaten all day.
Roger that. Okay, that's Harrison. Okay, yeah, it's a lot farther away. I know where Harrison is. Okay, yeah, good enough. Yep, making a good trip from there. Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to like, before intermittent fasting was a thing, I used to eat nothing until dinner time when it would skip lunch at work, you know what I mean? Once in a while I might have a little snack, but that's about it. Yep, I feel you. I still do that, actually, because it actually ended up working for me, but it doesn't for everybody. I'll let you get in the house and do what you got to do. This is KD8HTT, Dan, in Oscoda, Michigan, about, oh, I don't know, 50 miles south of Alpena. Okay, take care. Thanks for coming back to me, KD8HTT.
All right, copy, Dan. Yeah, I've been doing that for quite some time. I don't do it every day, but when it starts getting summer, I do it. I just I travel for work, so eating while driving doesn't really work out too well. So yeah, we're just gonna mow down here in a minute. Yeah, we're I don't know, a couple hours south of you here. We're just south of Houghton Lake. All right, Dan, you got Ryan here. Hope to hear you soon. KBYS, I'll be standing by.
UDX monitoring. Monitoring. TSA, FTE, mobile and monitoring.
KF8 AMX mobile monitoring.
KF8 AMX mobile monitoring.